Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
It's not, well, this is demonic. No. Amen. How many of real food does not come in a box? Amen. Hey, real food don't need no commercials. Amen. Child, I'm going to get me that. I'm going to have that tonight. Then you're sitting back feeling like you'd have gained about 20 pounds. You know, no slight on this particular company, but they're the largest food, well, not the largest. Subway is the largest, but this other one is the second largest in the world. But their French fries, you know, have you ever noticed their French fries are always perfect? And they're long. They will only take one type of potato. And if they come across, because see, the potatoes have like these dark streaks in those potatoes. Some of them, they won't take those. So in order to get that type of French fry, they have to put a pesticide on them. And farmers can't go back for like 5 days once they put it on. They can't go back out there. It'll kill them. And they got to wait like 5 weeks almost to some months before they can even get to the potatoes. Well, they're the best French fries in the world. I take a large, extra large order of fries. And you wonder why you got that pain. I don't even know why I got that way. We're talking about faith here. But see, tell somebody, take care of the temple. People wake up to coffee. Then you got it on automatic. Right before the clock goes off. Yeah. That caffeine. Huh? And then an energy drink after that. All through the day. Coffee in the afternoon, right? Then a snack. Amen. And all that is boxed up stuff. Amen. Ain't nothing real about it. Now, coffee's not that bad. I'm not saying coffee, you can drink coffee. But what I'm saying is you ought to drink, you ought to wake up to water. Amen. Well, I just don't like the taste of water. You know why? Because all that toxicity is in you. You develop the taste for artificial stuff. Amen. I just can't stand water. 90% of you is water. Amen. I'm telling you, you'd be amazed if you'll discipline yourself to just start drinking it. You ain't got to drink gallons and gallons, you know. But drink enough to flush out. You'll be amazed what water will energize your body. Five Red Bulls by noontime. You're thinking like a leech, trying to stay awake. No. Amen. Tell somebody, drink some water. Drink some water. Why are we saying that? Because, see, a lot of times you're dysfunctional in your faith because you're dysfunctional in taking care of your temple. Amen. Hello? See, a lot of people like to sit still. Just, you know, try to tell them, sit still. No, your body ain't made to sit still.
Amen. Amen.
It's not.
Amen.
It's made for motion.
Amen.
But we get to a certain age and, you know, we just want to sit still. And you wonder why you deal with inflammation. Can I talk to y'all, please? Because, see, we need to get the building right. And don't talk about your age. I'm too old. No, you ain't too old. As a matter of fact, most people take better care of their car than their body.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Elder, you know anybody that'll put bulk oil in their car? You didn't know what bulk oil is. Or lawnmower oil in a Mercedes. Well, why you put all that other stuff in you?
Amen.
This is the only car you're going to have.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I said, this is the only car. This car been with you. It's been faithful to you.
Amen.
It is your friend, not your enemy.
Amen.
Well, a lot of us make him our enemy. And when he start acting up, he's just trying to tell you something. Leave them ships alone. You mad at him? I'm, give me a jumbo size bag. See, we're already blessed in the spiritual realm. But a lot of times the snag, the holdup, the snare is here. Because it affects your mind too. Water needs to go to your brain. Lubricate your joints. You just stiff as a board every time and creaking around. And you don't drink any water. Listen, you can go without food for a long time.
Amen.
Go without water 3 days, you're going to die.
Amen.
You will dehydrate, you will dry up.
Amen.
Because a lot of you, is what, see, the sometimes we're always recommended this stuff.
Amen.
Take this, and all it does is mask stuff.
Amen.
It's a temporary, it's not to fix anything. But when you start treating the body right, it'll respond right. Your body is made for motion. Only time you're supposed to be still when you go to sleep. When you go to sleep, be still. People think rest sometimes is laziness. No. You ever hear somebody say, you know, I'll rest when I'm successful. No, rest is part of the ingredient to success.
Amen.
How you gonna be a blessing to someone when you running on empty?
Amen.
Jesus himself rested. God rested on the seventh day. Huh?
Amen.
I said God himself, the Sabbath. Give us a type, a template. Don't think just busyness. That's the mindset of the world today. Just, you know, busy, 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 and you run yourself down, and you wonder what's going on, and you're loading yourself up with all the sodas. Back in the Midwest, we call it pop. All kind of sodas. I watch people all the time, and a lot of people are still drinking Coca-Cola. Back in the day, it had more content of Coke in it.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, I see people, well, Coke, your favorite drink, your favorite drink. And I'm not condemning you. Drink what you want to drink, but I'm just saying, if you want optimum, or if you want to pursue optimum performance with this body, so that you're not always tired.
Amen. Amen.
And you always had the brain fog.
Amen.
And forgot where you left your keys again. Where my shoes at? I know my glasses was in here somewhere. where my wig? No. Where that blue wig? All that brain fog, because you had a whole case of sodas yesterday at the picnic. we have to iron some of that out. I said, it's not that we are perfect, because we're not. And it don't mean that we can't eat a little this, a little that there. But I mean, if that's your lifestyle, if that's your habits, that's going to be your habitation.
Amen.
I believe no matter what age we are, God can call us to a higher level of health. We just spoke it. I prosper and I experience health even as my soul prospers. So sometimes you have to change diet. Get that taste out of your mouth. It'll take some time, but stop drinking it. Get it out of your house. I'm going to stop drinking Coke, but every time you go to the refrigerator, it's full of Cokes. Coke Zero, Coke the Sugarless, Coke Vanilla Coke. I'm going to stop drinking me some Coke. Throw it away. I'm trying to help you. Because you know, like I know, when you don't feel good, your spirit gets heavy. Now, you can still do, but it's not like when you feel good. And see, it's not, we don't walk by feeling, but God, He blessed us with a body. Amen. Sickness is not, it's common, but it's not normal. Amen. What the world wants us to believe is sickness and disease is normal. It's not. Especially for a child of God. Sickness and disease is not normal. Because by His stripes we were healed. But the world tries to conform us to think that so we can get into that cycle of just popping pills and not getting any better. But loading the pockets of those in high places. All right, I'm going to get off that. I'm going to do a whole message on that one day. And we're going to go in depth on the importance of it. You know, make the effort. Don't try to do it all in one day. Take little steps. Get out and walk. If you can walk. No, seriously, you'd be amazed. Circulation. You can ward off diabetes. And different types of cancers and stuff die. They thrive in acidic environments. But when you start drinking water, not, you know, get a water filter or something like that. But drink good water. Just lubricate your body. You'll be surprised how that pain in your elbow is gone. That knee that was bothering you. What? Not because you took some pills, because you drank enough water. That water started lubricating that joint. Because your body is made up 90%.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We can take up an offering right now. No, it's seriously. If you'll start doing that, you'll start to see how amazing, fearfully, and wonderfully made. Yes, sir. God gave you a vehicle.
Amen.
Not one to trade in. One to last. No, you ain't traded it in. You can't trade it in. It's going to be with you long as you're here. And how? Maybe it done got raggedy. Because you ain't changed the tire in a long time. Ain't cleaned it out in a long time. You know, ain't got it painted, ain't got it washed. But see, how many of us wash our car every week? Every other week, or when it gets dirty, you wash your car? You maintenance it. When it says it's time to get oil changed, you get oil changed. Right? You take care of it. What about this fella?
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.